Welcome to Love Fellowship Believers, a non-denominational church desiring to fulfill God's will. We invite you to join us in an atmosphere of praise and worship in the powerful teachings of Christ delivered in a most creative way that reaches every age. Located at 1900 Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Greensboro, North Carolina, on the wonderful campus of Gillespie Park Elementary School. This year, we're focusing on building a foundation solidified by grace, with walls made by faith, and our homes being filled with salvation by being united in living devotion. We promise you, visiting us online or in the sanctuary will be an experience that will be life-changing and one you'll never forget. We hope to see you soon. Services begin at 11 a.m. Have a blessed day.
End up getting murdered, raped and murdered. And so the angel says, look, it's time to get up out of this place. He says, then when you leave this place, I don't want you to look back. And so as they leave this place and they're walking away, and this is Lot and his daughters and his wife turns around. And as she's crossing the plain and she turns around, she actually turns into a pillar of salt. And Lot and his two daughters continue on to, I think it's Zoar. And as they continue on to Zoar, they think that they're the only people left on earth. Because the way that Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed was that fire came from the sky. And so they thought that this happened all over the world. And so his two daughters, his older daughter and his younger daughter, end up getting Lot drunk. And once they got Lot drunk, they laid with him. And he ended up impregnating his two daughters. One of his daughters ended up being impregnated with her child, who ended up being the head of the Moabites, and the other daughter ended up getting impregnated, and I'm going to say she ended up having the Ammonites, verse 37 and 38, the Ammonites. This is how this whole series of events happened. Without me giving you details, this is basically how the story happens. God has given a word today, and the title of today's subject, the title of today's sermon, is Moving Forward. Moving Forward. Moving Forward. Amen? Moving Forward. Moving Forward. Amen? I want to talk to you about this moving forward. Does anybody remember what our vision is for 2017? I heard destiny. I heard destiny. There's some more that goes with that. So what'd you say? Walk into destiny. Walk into destiny. Walk into destiny. Walk requires action. Amen. Move requires action. Moving forward, moving forward, moving forward, moving forward and not looking behind, moving forward and not looking behind. We see the example here in today's scripture of when you move forward, but then you look behind, what happens? Very familiar scripture. Now, I once preached a sermon one time that talked about forgiving and forgetting, forgiving and forgetting. And at my time, my understanding of forgiving meant that you needed to forget. I want to say it was maybe a couple of weeks later that I came back and I had to apologize to the congregation, because I said, you know what? We've always been told that. But after reading scripture and studying scripture, that's not what God tells us to do. He doesn't tell us to forget. He has the ability to forget, but oftentimes we don't. But that doesn't mean that we still don't have the ability to forgive. Moving forward, moving forward. When we move forward, there's going to be some things that we're just going to have to just leave and let go of. You're not going to be able to accomplish what it is God has for you in 2017 if you're holding on to stuff in 2016. Amen. Amen. Let's go ahead and look at some of these scriptures. Well, how is it that I can move forward and not looking back? How is it that I can move forward and not hold on to the stuff behind me? How is it that I can move forward and not let the stuff that happened in my past get me all tore up? Verse 17 says, and it came to pass when they had brought them forth abroad that he said, escape for thy life, look not behind thee, neither say thou when the plain, escape to the mountain, lest thou be consumed. Well, how is it that I can move forward and not look back? Pastor, you don't know what I've gone through in 2016. You don't know everything that I've had to deal with in 2016. And there's some issues and some things back in 2016 that I need to take care of. Well, God says here, I want you to go forward and not look back. Well, why is it that we can move forward and not look back? Simple. Verse 17 says, because God said so. Because God said so. God said to Lot, and he said to his wife, and he says to his daughters, look at here. You move forward and don't look back. I'm taking you away from a place. I'm taking you away from a place of sin. I'm taking you away from a place of mess. I'm taking you away from a place that has hindered you and kept you back from getting actually what it is that you need. And I'm moving you now into a new place. So what I want you to do is to move forward and not look back. If we're going to walk into destiny for 2017, there's stuff back in 2016 you just got to let go. You don't have to forget it. You just don't need to walk around with it. You don't have to go ahead and just say, oh, well, that is, you just ain't got to carry it into 2017. It's a very simple analogy. If I walk around with my hand balled up all the time, how can I actually look to receive a blessing? There's some stuff that I just got to let go. See, that's 2016 stuff. And I thank the Lord for the lessons that I've learned there. I thank the Lord for everything that he's taken me through in 2016. But if he's allowed me to make it here in 2017, there's obviously something else for me to do. And so I'm going to remember what I've learned back there, but I'm going to let that go. Because God said, I don't have to look back. I need to concentrate on what's ahead of me. You ever notice that's why your windshield is bigger than your rearview mirror? It's more important that you focus on what's ahead of you rather than what's behind. When you're driving down the road and you're on the highway, you just glance up at the rearview mirror. You don't concentrate on it. When you're driving down the highway, you don't turn all the way around to see what's behind you. You concentrate on what's ahead. Amen. How is it that I can move forward? Well, the first step that you in moving forward, and you have to have the understanding that we have to move forward and not look back simply because God said so. God said so. Who here has the ability to change their past? Anybody here have a time machine? I know I've said it several different times. Wow, if I knew what I knew now, back then, oh, I wish I was 16 again. Well, if I was 16 again, can I go back to being 16 and know what I know now? Because if I just go back to me being 16 when I was 16 before, ain't no sense in doing that again. I'll just stay right here. None of us have the ability to change our past. So why would you continue to look back to your past for it to define you? Amen. Moving forward and not looking back. Moving forward and not looking back. First thing, why is it that I can move forward and not look back? Simply because God said so. And scripture says that obedience is better than sacrifice. It didn't say that she did anything. She simply turned around and looked back. And it cost her life. It cost her purpose. It cost her destiny. Because she was more concerned with what was behind her instead of what was ahead. Anybody can go ahead and pick up this Bible and read through it. Well, who did the Moabites and the Ammonites end up being? They ended up being enemies of God. All of those things transpired because she wasn't there. Amen. Amen. Moving forward and not looking back. Why? Because God says so. Let's look at verse number 14. Let's look at verse 14. And Lot went out and spake unto his sons-in-law, which married his daughters, and said, Up, get you out of this place, for the Lord would destroy this city. But he seemed as one that mocked unto his sons-in-law. Why is it that I can move forward and not look back? Number one, because God said so. Number two, why is it that I can move forward and not look back? Well, I have to understand that everybody isn't willing to go. Everybody isn't willing to go. And for me to be able to move forward, there's some folk I'm just going to have to let go. Lot came to his son-in-laws and he said, look here, this is the situation. This city is going to be destroyed. I want to give you the opportunity to come on with me and your wives and my wife, that we can get out of this place. And the sons-in-law looked at him like he was crazy. You ever talk to your family members and tell them about Jesus, tell them about the Lord, tell them about the church service that's going on, tell them about whatever, and they look at you like you're crazy? It's New Year's. I ain't going to be up in no church. What you talking about? It's Christmas Day. I ain't going to church on Christmas. It's my birthday. I ain't going to church. I'm partying. Time to turn up. Really? Don't you know the reason that you're able to celebrate your birthday? Don't you know the reason that you're even able to celebrate that it's a new year? Is because of him? We got to realize that in moving forward, there's going to be some people that ain't willing to go where God's taking us. You can't walk in your destiny trying to drag somebody else along. It was explained to me like this. There's thousands of people waiting on you to fulfill your purpose. And because of you not fulfilling your purpose, there's other folk that are lost. But we spend so much time trying to drag somebody else along that ain't willing to go in the first place. How are you going to move forward pulling somebody else along? I'm not going to tell you that you're not going to actually make some steps in going forward, but you surely won't be able to make it there as fast as you could if you wasn't dragging somebody else along. It's definitely going to take you longer, and it's going to be a harder struggle for you to try to pull somebody else along that God ain't even tell you to pull along in the first place. But you took it upon yourself to grab somebody else and try to pull them along. Scripture says here, Lot was told, go tell them. Go tell them. That's your obligation. Open your mouth. Let somebody else know. I'm here to tell you, as a parent, I can't make my children do nothing. I can beat them. I can take stuff away from them. I can do my best to discipline them, and I can do my best to teach them right. But at the end of the day, they're going to make their own decision. Because I'm not around them 24/7. That's why the teacher pick up the phone and call and say, well, did you know that your son, did you know that your daughter did such and such and today? And I'll go, no, I didn't. They did. Is it because I didn't teach them right? Is it because they don't know what's better? No, it's because they made their own decision and their own choice. You can tell somebody, but you're going to waste your time dragging somebody. How am I going to move forward and not look back? First, I got to realize that I can move forward and not look back because that's what God told me to do. Based upon what Scripture says, that's what he told me to do. It's my job to move forward and not look back. I can't hold on to that stuff. I got to realize that in moving forward, I would love for everybody else to be able to go. Christ, Jesus, God even says here in Scripture, he says he would love it that if everybody would be saved. But he knows that everybody's not going to be saved. Because there's going to be folk that are going to make choices that are contrary to his word. And so if God himself, the creator, can't bring everybody along with him, guess what I can't do? I can't bring everybody along with me. All I can do is tell them. I can't bring everybody along with me because they're not willing. You ever try to grab somebody's hand and pull them along? That's not willing to go? You ever been in a situation where you're holding somebody else's hand, but they ain't trying to hold your hand, and you trying to pull them along? Eventually, you're going to give out. You're going to get tired. And when you give out and you get tired, guess what's going to set in then? Resentment and hate. And now you're taking on something else that wasn't even designed for you to take on in the first place, all because you wasn't willing to let go. Oh, don't get it twisted. Everybody got a Sodom and Gomorrah in their life. Everybody got some stuff that God is telling you to walk away from, but yet and still you still waddle in it anyway. Everybody has sin in their life. Everybody has issues that they're dealing with. Now God has spoken to you in a small, sweet voice and told you to leave it alone, but yet and still you still keep going to it. I'm not psychic. We're just human. It's a daily battle. Amen. Moving forward and not looking back. I can move forward and not look back because God said I can. He told me to. Why would he tell me to do something that I don't have the ability to do? So he said, move forward. Hey, Lot, get out of there. Don't look back. If you look back, you'll be consumed. What else did he do? He says, look, everybody is not going to be willing to go. Remember, he had the conversation with Abraham. Hey, is there 100 people? Is there 50 people? Is there 15 people? If there's, would you still save the city? God said, yeah, if it's that many people, I'll save the people. Do you notice that only 4 people came out? Lot, his wife, and his 2 daughters. Everybody's not willing to go where God has set up for you to go. Everybody's not designed to be able to deal with the things that God has in store for you. I think I heard a quote saying the fastest way is to kill a big dream is to tell a little-minded person. Everybody's not going to see it like you see it. Everybody didn't hear God say it to them the way that he said it to you. So you got to understand that everybody's not willing to go. Amen. Number 3, let's look at 26. It says, but his wife looked back from behind him and she became a pillar of salt. Why is it that I can move forward and not look back? Number 1. Why? Because God says so. Number 2, I can do it, but I got to do it and understand that everybody's not willing to go. And number 3, why can I move forward? Why is it important for me to move forward and not look back? Because there's consequences. There are consequences. And that consequence could cost you your very life. That consequence could cost you your very purpose. That consequence could cost you your destiny. God has given us a message, has given us a vision for 2017 to walk into destiny. He didn't give a message to say, Pastor, I need you to drag them into destiny. He didn't say, Pastor, I need you to gather up everybody and we're going to all walk into destiny together. There might be somebody that's not willing to go. Pastor, I've given you a word. Tell the people to walk into destiny. For the person that chooses to do something different, I need you to understand there's consequences. There's consequences for every choice that we have. There's a consequence when you choose to not get up and go to work. Who here got a job? If you choose to get up and not go to work, what you think gonna happen? Say again? You're not gonna get paid. And then you turn around the next day and choose to not get up again. You get written up eventually. Then you choose to say, well, you know what? I just don't feel like it today. And I'm not going to go again. You manage people. How many people you manage? How many? 800? You manage 800 people. If you had 100 drivers that just woke up for a week and said, you know what? I ain't going to make it. You going to wait on them? They got to go. That's a consequence, right? Not because you wanted to fire them. Not because you wanted to let them go. They made that choice on their own. Make up in your mind that you're going to move forward and not look back. I'm not telling you that you can't remember 2016. Because I don't know about you, but I got some valuable lessons from 2016. Anybody else? And I got some things that I went through in 2016 that I'd rather not go through again. So I want to remember what I learned from those things. But for all the times that I stumbled and fell, for all the times that I was in my Sodom and Gomorrah moments, for all the times that I went through what I went through, I don't need to bring that with me. I don't need to hold on to that. I'll bring whoever is willing to go. I don't know about you, but in 2016, I learned that I can't drag folk along with me. I would rather folk make the choice on their own. I know that there's a consequence. Because if God has given me a purpose and given me my own destiny to fulfill, I don't think he's given me my own purpose and destiny just for me. When I look over the purpose and the destiny that I believe that God has given me, it's to bless more folk than just me. And there's somebody that needed that blessing in 2016. But because I drug my feet, somebody else missed out. Oh, come on now. But in 2017, I declare it's going to be different. I'm moving forward. I'm moving forward. And whoever else is willing to go, hope you can go with me. Amen. Amen. Let's put our hands together for the Lord. Look, all that sounds nice, but ain't none of that easy. Ain't none of that easy. Lot was in a place that he had had his children and raised up his children. It wasn't easy to just leave. He was in a place that maybe his job, his business, whatever he did, his belongings, all of that was there. And all of a sudden somebody shows up and says, leave. It wasn't easy. It didn't say that he went to strangers, although he did talk to some other folk. But the scripture that we reference, he actually dealt with family. He went to his sons-in-law and said, look, man, got to get out of here. This place is going to be destroyed. If you don't come, you're going to lose your life. They laughed in his face. And even after he had made a decision to leave and he was on the journey, the part of him, the two that became one, his rib, his helpmate, his wife, lost her on the journey. I don't know. I've seen it depicted many different ways. I've seen it depicted in stories that he was holding her hand, and as he was holding her hand and trying to pull her along, she turned around and looked. And as she turned to Saul, he just felt it in his hand. I've seen it some ways depicted in stories that as they were going across this plain and as they were headed over to the mountains and to this other place, then once he got there, then he realized that she wasn't there. I don't know how exactly it played out. But I'd rather it not happen at all. But I know I got stuff I got to let go. I know I got stuff that I need to leave alone. I think we all do. I don't need a repeat of last year. I don't need 2017 to be like 2016. I need 2017 to be its own thing. I want to move forward and not look back. Amen? Amen, amen. It's personal decision time. Personal decision time. If after listening to today's sermon, something has been said, made you think about something.